Hey guys, this is Leni, and I'm back with a super fresh and new different podcast for you guys this evening. So let's just take a nice pause on the 50 questions. I enjoy them, but I just felt like they weren't as sexual as I would like them to be. So I've been getting an overwhelming amount of emails asking about dominatrix, which I find to be a very pleasant way to stimulate yourself and your partner without fucking each other. You know, you're causing each other to orgasm through commands and certain pain that they like. Because for me, I have a fetish with piercings, and I think that it takes an acquired taste to seriously enjoy pain. And depending on what type of pain it is, I enjoy it, and so does my significant other. He likes that. I think that I'm the one that introduced the pain, but now I would say that he's more so into causing the pain or receiving the pain. So I think it completely rubbed off on him more than it had with me. But in this first part of the dominatrix, I don't want to overwhelm you guys. I'm going to tell you the basic things that you're going to need for you and for your partner to make this an enjoyable and long-lasting experience throughout you guys' sexual journeys together. All right, so there are, I would say, about 5 steps that it takes to become a dominatrix. So first, ask yourself, do you want to be a dominatrix? Now, do you either want to be a dominatrix as a lifestyle with your partner, or even just occasionally for fantasy and fun? Basically, you want to have your man crawling along like the pet that he is, or you want to show him who's boss. Perhaps your husband or your partner would like to be dominated by you, but you just don't know where to begin. If you want to make his fantasies and yours come true by making him the object of your possession, then you have come to the right place. First things first, step one is you need to read. Begin by reading everything you can on the subject. Learn as much as you can to get yourself fully into the frame of mind. Start with the recommended reading on Blaze Books List, which I'll put a link for in the description, okay? Because there are some delightful how-to guides there, as well as some, you know, erotic fiction to feed your fantasies. Step two, go shopping. Okay, purchase articles of clothing to get you in the mood. Get an awesome outfit that makes you feel sexy and powerful. Get some kick-ass shoes. Get a proper too, such as handcuffs or a riding crop to get you started. And, you know, you can add things later, but be sure to get an outfit for your boy toy as well. Now, what I recommend is, like, you know, the little gag balls. You can even have a mask on them with a zipper. So many things, I think, that you would like. There's so many options you can try doing this. Step three, develop your attitude. Embrace your inner bitch, okay? Embrace it. And don't be wishy-washy. Make a decision and stick to it. You can change your mind if you wish, but don't go back and forth, okay? Focus on the fact that you are in charge and your way is the only right way, period. Step four is begin with a plan or a scene and dive right in. Try one of the beginning scenes with your partner. Let's say that he walked into a restaurant and he thought that, you know, it was one of those theaters, like food theaters where you go to and they basically have like a play or whatever and your meals are based around that. But in this particular restaurant, the men are going to be the ones on the menu. So try something like that and be like, you know, he walked in at the wrong time, and now, you know what? There's no way that you're leaving out of here. You're going to be my fucking slave and do what I say. That's what you have to do. And it's not demasculating either, okay? It's just something to do. And my last step is continue to look for ideas, okay? Visit some topics on a website or something that you suggest. You know, look for scenes or more shopping or, you know, things on how to develop your attitude, training and spanking techniques, all of those things, I'm telling you, okay? So let your imagination run wild. Let your inner bitch flow. So until next time, enjoy, my darlings, with those 5 steps in how to become a dominatrix to turn your spouse, your man, into the slave that you want him to be.